walk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking.
Exactly what's happening. The silence is like a cancer grows. It's Thursday. Over these past few weeks, I've chosen to take a totally different direction on this hour, on Thursdays. Let's just say it's paying off. It's paying off by more people placing orders with us, which helps support this network. But the shocker to me has been a combination of the emails and the texts and the phone calls that I've been receiving, unbelievably supportive of the direction that I've taken this program on Thursday. It will continue. The coup has begun. I guess in a roundabout way, I could say the Empire Strikes Back everywhere. There was a line spoken by Darth Vader, the character Darth Vader, in the film The Empire Strikes Back, where he states, "I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further." I believe that there are no coincidences in politics, my friends. Everything happens on a particular schedule. And so when I see a day as crazy as yesterday, and it's going right on through today, I must ask the question, why this? Why now? Look at all the headlines of the last couple of days. You'll see what I'm talking about. So many of these things began to unfold since I woke up at 5:30 Monday morning. The British Supreme Court has arrogated unprecedented power to itself by inserting itself into any dispute between the government and parliament. And this ends more than 300 years of constitutional process. In this country, the Democrats announced that they would pursue impeachment charges against Trump because of an unverified hearsay whistleblower made a complaint about a phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. impeachment odds soared overnight as someone was tipped off about the Democrats' plan. Bitcoin's hash rate mysteriously flash crashed more than 40% on Monday, and it's continued to go down since. Monday alone was a $1,500 drop in price. And on that same day, Trump delivered a blistering critique of socialism at the United Nations General Assembly. Too bad he's nearly as bad as the ones he's fighting on the far left. Oh, you don't agree? Wake up. Europe's trio of faded glory, the UK, France, and Germany, have joined in the chorus of unverified condemnation of Iran in the attack on the Saudi oil field on the 14th of this month. The Federal Reserve continues to bail out banks to the tune of $65 to $75 billion a day through overnight repo operations that no one can give an explanation as to why they're needed. I mean, it feels to me like a multi-level coup against those that dare stand athwart the global power structure. Both British and American leadership institutions are under sincere attack with these moves. And the not-so-subtle message is that we own you. We are in control and always will be. Your champions will be harassed until they are completely neutered and bereft of any ability to implement the changes you want, meaning we want. Yet meanwhile, the edifices of control that have been erected for your benefit, our benefit, are crashing and require even more support. And so it's time, it's past time, to attack the validity of anything that we might be considering to protect ourselves from the chaos that they have created. Democratic referenda are ignored. Bitcoin mysteriously has its network attacked. Unpopular parliaments ignore the people, remain in power. Centuries of tradition and convention thrown out the window to serve the next best thing. Oh, but according to a 16-year-old Swedish girl with PTSD and anxiety disorders, says the world's going to end in 8 years. Oh, man, she's cutting the world off 4 years shorter than AOC. But you see, we're supposed to trust the inevitability and the permanence of transnational super governments to forestall this apocalypse, right? When you lose control of the narrative, when you spin a story out of whole cloth, all you can do is double down. That is what the Democrats are doing in the case of Ukraine. Oh, they've got to stay on the offensive against Trump, because if they don't, their lead candidate for president is disgraced. Less and less, it looks like it's Biden. More and more, it looks like the so-called Indian chick, the so-called Native American, Pope. Pocahontas. But you see, so the natural thing becomes to, in a Linsky-like format, accuse Trump of the very thing that Joe Biden did and was caught on tape bragging about, like the jackass that he is. It's over this that Trump is to be impeached? Daring to reveal the truth about an issue of real corruption in a country deeply implicated in the fake collusion story originally intended to remove him from the Oval Office? This somehow hits the standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. It does when we live in a world ruled by men, not laws. Trump was, for all intents, acquitted already in any obstruction of justice charges over the Russiagate. So how is his exhorting a foreign counterpart to look into real corruption committed by someone highly connected to a former U.S. vice president anything other than him doing his job, meaning Trump? It is his job to prosecute malfeasance of government officials, is it not? Trump's move to release the unredacted transcripts of the phone call was the right move, and the Democrats' continued pursuing of this will likely make them look like the morons. But here's the rub. Take a lesson from the British fiasco. The whole process through the courts was a sham. The conclusion was foregone the moment the challenge was filed to Johnson's proroguing of Parliament. The rest was theater because the Supreme Court was always going to decide that way. So, guess what? The Democrats would not be pushing for this if they didn't think that they had votes in the House and the Senate to get this done. They ignore the conventional wisdom on this. They were wrong in the UK. They'll be wrong here unless Trump has something else up his sleeve. His removing recently of John Bolton, his refusal to attack Iran, is driving the neocons to apoplexy. They want their holy war against the apostate Shiites, and one way or the other, they're going to get it. Pence will be their avatar until such time as he can be removed through a sham election in 2020. And if this wasn't the case, they wouldn't be risking what's left of their political future defending a senile old man, one Joe Biden, who they don't actually want to be the candidate anyway. It's simple. It's a coup, people. And the full court press is on in this coup for your sanity and to radicalize you into violence. They're daring us to strike back here so that they can be justified in going on full lockdown and cancel future elections. They've got to do this. Their financial markets are in the early stages of collapse. The dollar liquidity crisis has begun, which will drain Europe of its lifeblood. It all has the feel of those months leading up to the Bear Stearns dissolution, which culminated in Lehman Brothers in 2008, which broke the engine of the world. And General Motors and Chrysler, which later became Fiat. Ford was the only major automaker that stood on their own two feet and refused to take the money. Their engine wasn't broken. But you see, the elite reacting in this way is predictable. They were always going in this direction. But the problem is that while you can make something awful legal, it doesn't make it right. The people know what's right and what is fair. Breaking the compact between rulers and the ruled sets a dangerous precedent for reciprocal violence. Because, my friends, overthrowing a president for doing his job and destroying government to nullify a democratic referendum are points of no return. You know, I keep seeing these little blurbs that he's gonna blow the rat's tail out over all the sexual perverts in Congress and all the stuff they've been up to. I think it's all BS. We got problems, not just in this nation, but overseas as well. Both Brits and Americans alike are learning the terrible lesson that it is time to put away childish things like representative government and that elections matter. They don't. And you will be presented with nothing but Hobson's choices from this point forward. The image you hold in the head, in your head of your country, is not the reality of that with where we live. My friends, the dystopia is real. And as George H.W. Bush once purportedly said to his son Shrub, "Puke, I am your father." Profound commentary. Abba dabba 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 dabba, said the monkey to the chimp. How many of you know what that is? What am I singing? Debbie Reynolds and I can't remember the other guy. The Abba Dabba Honeymoon. I mean, what is the latest earth-shattering, worse than Watergate scandal? A telephone call? I am reminded of the monkeys in cages in zoos who pitch tantrums and throw their own feces at passers-by. But in this case, there seems to be a big fan in the background that splatters the poop back onto them every time. Now, first off, it's interesting to note that the President of the United States can't have a telephone conversation with a foreign leader without it being eavesdropped upon and gossiped about and used by those who wish to damage him. Oh, I would dearly love to read a transcript of Obama's conversations with the Iranian leaders prior to his giving him that $150 billion cash. I mean, that you and I did that. That's money laundering, man. I had to make $100,000, a $97,000, $98,000 deposit in my bank account the other day from a client of mine who I've dealt with for over two decades. He happens to be an attorney. Now, I'm dealing with a different bank than I did the last time he and I did this. We do a transaction like this about once a year. And boy, the hell that they put me through. But Obama can drop $150 billion in cash with a couple of secret planes overnight to the Iranians and get away with it. But my God, that was doing a transcript of his conversations with those leaders. It was never even thought of as an option in that or any other administration, to be honest with you. That people would demand to know what was said in conversations between the president and foreign leaders. But then we're kind of in uncharted territory here, are we not? I mean, Congress is infested with people who have no respect for the Constitution or traditions or anything else other than their own rage and their lust for power. They certainly have no respect for anybody who resides in the White House unless it's a member of their own potty. Is that P-A-H-T-Y or P-O-T-T-Y? I guess it's the same thing. Well, if Trump did suggest that the Ukrainian government should investigate the corrupt and criminal activities of the Biden family in the Ukraine, well, so what? The U.S. intelligence services should have been investigating these matters years ago, but they've evidently been too busy creating hoaxes to try to bring Trump down. And let's look at the facts. Hunter Biden, son of the then-sitting VP, was in cahoots with the son of John Kerry, one-time U.S. Secretary of State, and the nephew of Chicago gangster Whitey Bulger. And all these men were receiving billions of dollars from both the Chinese and the Yuki governments. Yuki is short for Ukrainian. My wife is of Yuki heritage, so I can say that. But, you see, we're supposed to think that this wasn't bribery directed at Biden and Kerry. And Biden once even bragged on television about how he used his position as VP and U.S. taxpayer dollars to threaten Ukraine so that they would fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son's corrupt business dealings over there. And so Biden admitted, even bragged, that he'd use U.S. taxpayer dollars to bribe the Ukrainian government to stop said investigation of his son. But Trump suggesting this should be investigated is regarded as the crime. Look, we've been through 2.5 years of this Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Not to be confused with Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. That's a different story. But when this Russia hoax evaporated and it was proven that the only people who actually colluded with the Russians in 2016 were Hillary Clinton and the DNC and various deep state actors in the intel community. Then we went into racist, racist, racist phase. When most folks just laughed at or yawned at that, now they've come up with a telephone call that's worse than Watergate. Yeah, sure. I'm going to suspect that almost all of us here together this day are certainly old enough to remember Watergate. Some of you, just barely. Others, maybe not at all. The individual who penned this very serious but also rather satirical piece. His name is unknown at this point in time. I don't know what the guy's name is. He said he was fascinated by Watergate because North Carolina Senator Sam Ervin, you remember him, who chaired the Senate hearings, was married to this author's grandfather's first cousin. I mean, the idea that somebody kin to this author was on the television every day like Mr. Bill and the Lady on Romper Room, that was Miss Francis, that shows you how old I am. But it was fascinating to this guy, and I can understand that. But the question remained, what actually happened? Well, Nixon was accused of having sent men to wiretap the headquarters of his political opponent at the Watergate Hotel in the 1972 election. Now, get this. The men were arrested, but they didn't get the wiretaps planted. Well, Nixon was also accused of having tried to use the IRS to damage his political enemies. He's supposed to have tried to do these very things that Obama actually did. But for that, Nixon was forced to resign from office. Obama got away with the very things Nixon only tried to do, or rather was accused of trying to do. Of course, the other part of the Watergate scandal involved the erasing of 18 minutes of tape recording. 18 minutes of missing tape. What about the 33,000 deleted emails that Hillary was responsible for, huh? Well, keep throwing the feces, monkeys. But don't be surprised when your own shit spatters back all over you. As the song says, abba dabba 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 dabba, said the chimpy to the monk. Babba dabba 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 dabba, said the monkey to the chimp. As I stated, the author is unknown. But I stole it off Facebook from where I'm currently serving a 30-day jail sentence. Seems that was caused by another picture of a monkey. You'll understand it all later when you go to federalobserver.com. Much of what I'm sharing with you today, I have posted at that site. These are amazingly trying times, my friends. I've never seen such hate, such anger, such foul play. There's a group of people that some time ago began to... thanks, Ken. Does that mean amen? You got the box open? The audience has no idea what the hell I'm talking about. I'm not sure that I know what I'm talking about today. Give me a second here. I got to see if I can find this. On YouTube, there's a group called the United Spot. These guys are so fast and so unbelievable. They're popping up two, sometimes three, brand new videos every single day. This particular one I'm looking at it was published 3 hours ago. And in the image, it shows Up Chucky, the Oy Vey guy from New York. Here's the black chick from California. Here's AOC. Here's this other dipstick. I'm not sure what his name is. Oh, there's the other one from California, the big mouth one, Paluzzi. And I can't think of who the other guy is. But you know, the whole thing is they're having this meeting. Impeach Trump now, impeach Trump now. They've got actual faces and bodies, but they've got them mechanized with you know, phony mouths, and they're all running them. I've seen some unbelievable stuff from these guys. They're absolutely brilliant. Here's another one from 2 months ago called Tear Down the Wall. In this picture is Pelosi, who is always pictured as a drunk. Here's AOC, who's got a helmet on. And who's the other chick, a sheet of, you know, the one that says, let's impeach the mother effer? Oh, boy, she's got to be peeing in her pants right now every single day. Unbelievable. She's got to just be so excited. Well, those are just a couple of examples. But if you happen to ever go on YouTube, look these guys up. I guess you can subscribe to it. You'll get notifications every time there's a new piece. And it's, once again, the name of this thing is the United Spot. And, it's very interesting that they've been getting blocked more and more by the powers that be out there. Why would that be? Sickening. A couple of years ago, I took a historical piece of writing that was originally written about the fall of Rome, the fall of the Roman Empire. I changed just a few words in it. And I think it states exactly where we're sitting in this world today. The phrase, the fall of America, suggests some cataclysmic event at an end of the American Empire, which is stretched from Maine to California and Florida to Washington. But at the end, there was no straining at the gates, no barbarian horde that dispatched the empire in one fell swoop. Rather, the empire fell slowly as a result of challenges from within and without and changing over the course of hundreds of years until its form was unrecognizable. That is what it's become. And so the question that I pose to you this day, how long are Americans going to allow the corrupt media and government to set the narratives? Joseph de Maistre once stated, every country has the government it deserves. As has long been observed, the collusion between corrupt media and corrupt government in this country has continued to set the narrative far too long. It is a history lesson that needs to be learned in the present, my friends. Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, once said, it is the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. And he went on to say that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. But the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is this what we see in America today? I would surmise absolutely. You see, history teaches us that these dictatorships have continually advocated for unlawful change, out with the old, in with the new, by creating domestic warfare and all this with the help of the media's propagandists. This is some spooky stuff. I will say that if I had my my full studio set up, which I'm working on, there are a series of short videos that are attached to that which I'm sharing with you now. And later I'm going to tell you what it is, where it is, and I'm going to strongly urge that you watch these videos. Stay with us. We're going to be back. How did interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Before the break, we mentioned that history teaches that dictatorships have continually advocated for unlawful change. Out with the old, in with the new. They create domestic warfare, and all this with the help of the media's propagandists. Think of the words of William Randolph Hearst so many years ago when he said, "You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war." Remember, the brown shirts under Adolf Hitler who were responsible for creating the domestic issues only to then have Hitler play the problem solver. And soon after, to be praised by his followers for solving the very issues that he was in fact responsible for creating. Remember the angel of death, Josef Mengele, who once said, "The more we do to you, the less that you believe we're doing it to you." Does all this sound familiar to you? Because if it doesn't, then you ain't awake. Let me make clear, simplify a couple of points here. Remember that the disciple of the devil and the son of Belial, Saul Alinsky, conjured this up in his reprobate mind to deceive the enemies of righteousness by telling them that power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. So, now with all that in scope, let me explain. Recently, the Minnesota State Fair took place. Our author, 14th year, their family had the opportunity of having their ministry booth located there. And they had the opportunity of seeing much of all that we've just shared with you played out right in front of their very eyes. And they noticed that the propagandist from the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, which is referred to as the Red Star up in Minnesota, reported that there was a big Black Lives Matter protest going on. Well, they didn't know that our author was there the day that they reported the big protest. Because it was funny that no one seemed to see or hear a peep of disturbance from that group that day. But remember what Hearst just said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war, which is exactly what the media's useful idiots were doing on that very day. Now, Black Lives Matter, they had a pretty good-sized booth at the state fair, downsized a bit this year, but the problem with it was is that there were thousands upon thousands of people, 270,000 people a day, walking by. And not one person stopped in support of them whatsoever, not one. So who helps promote the life and the victim status for Black Lives Matter more than the mainstream lying media? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Well, there was a booth in the hall, which literally thousands of people walked down, and promoting the religion of peace, Islam. And outside of the two people that were manning their small booth and standing by to share with the people the compassion and tolerance and love of Islam, now one person stopped by that booth. Who promotes Islam as the religion of peace more than the mainstream media? Nobody. So, our author was wondering, with all the support that the CIA-controlled media was giving to the sodomites, the sodomite lobby, which is a felony in every state of our union, by the way, there must have been a booth in support of them. But no, there wasn't. There was no booth because the only ones giving life to the lies that they promote are those who are trying to rule over you and I. Us, we the people. In other words, the people are not supporting this. The mainstream media is attempting to deceive the masses with the lie that the people are in support of the fudge packer lobby when they're not. Oh, excuse me, that's homosexual lobby. And yet, what adds strength to all these subversive organizations is the people's tolerance of their crimes. We, in fact, are nothing more than useful idiots. We don't speak. We don't stand up. We don't fight against it. We just shut the hell up and let everything go on and on. So, having said that, with all the support for Planned Parenthood, or so the media would have us believe, I ask, was there a booth at the Minnesota State Fair? No. Because the people in this nation, as a rule, are not in support of it. And yet between 3,000 and 4,000 innocent children are killed in the womb every single day. I couldn't find an anti-Second Amendment booth, a pro-illegal invader booth, a pro-commie booth, and yet the people fall for the media's propaganda in allowing their subversive actions toward the Republic. The irony of all this is that next to our author's booth this year was a media propaganda outlet called the Pioneer Press, which is attempting to hand out free papers. Yes, free papers. And the people were refusing to take them. They couldn't even give the papers away for free. Maybe the Americans are just too much asleep. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they've heard enough. The problem is the enemy likes that. Because if you stop caring and you stop paying attention to what's going on around you, pretty soon they start pulling the wool over your eyes like they've been doing for most of our lives. Malcolm X once stated that if you are not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Our author says, I'll tell you by firsthand experience just how true this is. How many times that he has been polarized and scrutinized and lied about by the mainstream media for simply telling the truth that exposes them for that which they are responsible. And knowing all this, one's got to ask, of what are the American people afraid of? It is all based on lies, promulgated by the liars that need justice rendered to them. How many organizations in this country exist because of those lies and yet survive? Because the people do not take the time to pull the mask off these subversives. A war within is drawing nigh, my friends, right into our front doors, if we refuse to deal with them. In Psalms 9:17, it states, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Who is pushing for war, which brings about change, more than the corrupt media and the corrupt politicians? No one. Absolutely no one. To paraphrase, I can't think of the cartoon character's name, but in effect, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. Oh, we're not the same enemy I've been talking about, but we have become an enemy because we refuse to do a damn thing to stop it. Think about the elections that'll be coming up next year. Oh, God, please. Think of those who are rerunning for or are running for re-election into the House of Representatives. Think about those seats that are coming up due in the Senate. It's time to get rid of them all. And damn it, stop putting these Islamist idiots who take their so-called oath of whatever on the Quran. Because the Quran don't cut the mustard. It has nothing to do with what the Constitution was established to do or anything else. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore. That's just a piece of paper sitting underneath glass in a damn museum back east somewhere. It has no meaning, no bearing any longer. Because so few people understand what it is, what it was, what it says. My friend Neil Ross writes about this more often than I even want to think about. You see, I've come to the realization that absolute right and wrong just no longer exists, my friends. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Oh, I know I'm getting old. One of the most difficult things about growing older is adapting to the newfangled ideas that folks come up with. I mean, it's probably always been that way. The idea that each new generation has different views on just about everything. But I think things are really different now than they were when I was a kid, when you were a kid. Oh, they were certainly a lot different when I was a child. Most young people held the same values as their parents, at least until the massive social upheavals that occurred during the turbulent 60s. In our lifetimes, we've watched basic morality turned on its head. Back in the good old days of the Beatles and Bonanza, at least we had a common sense and agreement on things that were right and things that were wrong. It's no longer the case. Morality today is nothing more than an opinion. As long as one can justify in his or her own mind why something is moral, that nagging conscience is more easily soothed, and the sense of guilt that accompanies immoral behavior is more easily assuaged. And yet, sadly, like so many others of my age, I've come to the realization that the idea of absolute right and wrong does no longer exist. Truth has become an opinion. I got into an interesting conversation with an attorney in North Carolina many years ago, who obviously was a uber leftist. I was someone on the right side of things, I like to think. And she told me that, oh, well, you know, there's many different truths. I said, no, there's not. There's only one truth. The difference is how one accepts that truth. If they're willing to look into it on their own and come to their own conclusion as to what's true, not listening to the words of a broadcaster or an attorney. At that point in time, she decided she didn't want to talk with me and turned around and walked out. So we sit back today, maybe to soothe our own soul, maybe to just stir things up. We take a little bit of liberty to stumble back into the corners of my mind, uncover the pillars that kept most Americans anchored a couple of generations ago anyway. I'm so old, I remember when elected officials were honest, or at least we thought they were. I'm so old, I remember when couples got married if they had a child out of wedlock. Or when we all had gun racks in the back windows of our pickup trucks. Come on, how many of you are on Facebook? I see that picture on Facebook all the time. So old, I remember we all had those gun racks. Oh, yes, sirree, Bob. I'm so old, I remember when we actually drove those trucks to school and didn't lock the doors. And I remember when male Hollywood heartthrobs actually dated women. And I remember when there was no school activities on Wednesday nights because that's when families went to church. And I remember when there were actually intact families. And I remember when our elected officials were held to a standard of honesty and integrity. And I remember when it was the pastors who held the elected officials accountable. Oh, not anymore. I remember when it was a shame for a 14-year-old child to correct or disrespect an adult. I remember when you actually knew your neighbors, and when your neighbors acted like another set of parents. Because we all kind of, all the families all looked out for each other. And I remember when public schools actually taught the values of the public. And I remember when you had to love America to be elected to public office. Now it seems to be you can hate America and you get elected and reelected and reelected all over again. I remember a time when there was only two genders. Yeah, boys were boys and girls were girls. I remember when pastors would never have permitted cross-dressers to read to children. And I remember when bearded women were only seen at the freak show in the circus. And I guess now the freak show is the circus. Or the circus is the freak show. You get my drift. Hell, I'm so old, I remember when a dollar was backed by gold. I remember when the dollar was still backed by silver. I remember when adults protected children and did not exploit them. You know, I've told this story many times. My godfather was a homosexual. Growing up with my mother, two girlfriends, and the four of them were like the Four Musketeers back in the 30s. Kirk Zimmerman Fisher was my godfather. Never once did he try to pull anything on me. Wasn't in him. It's not the way it is today. Even straight people try to mess with kids today. I remember when education and indoctrination were two totally different things. Not anymore. You remember when people actually hid certain behaviors in their closet? I remember when pornography was not considered protected speech. And I remember when the name Jesus Christ was mentioned only as an object of praise. And when men protected children from predators. And when speaking the truth was considered loving. And I remember when the labor unions actually fought for the workers. You remember the days when teenagers were to be seen and not heard? for when climate change meant driving south for the winter. Remember when it was, such a thing as common sense? Hell, I remember. I remember when conspiracy theories weren't true. I remember when clouds were formed by nature and not airplanes. They were real clouds back then. I remember when pedo networks were considered conspiracy theories. I remember when pastors taught congregations to fear God. But I remember when an unborn baby's life was more important than his or her mommy's life. Think about that one for a minute. I'm so damned old, I remember when we were taught not to tolerate sinful behavior. Or when pastors worked a full-time job. When science was based on fact, not emotion. When it did not take a village to raise your children. In fact, I'm so old, I remember that most of the things that I just shared with you were not old-fashioned. Dave Dobenmeyer, all that we have shared with you on this program today, and it's like these last few weeks, I'm literally, and I'm not even having to go out of my way. It's like this stuff is being brought to me. It's the stuff that I feel compelled to share with you. So what have I just done? Given you some things that we should mourn because they're lost? We as a people are never going to get all that back again. What are people going to be saying 40, 50 years from now? I'm so old, I remember when we crossed the border in the middle of the night and we were got away scot-free and got all the freebies. Hey, is that offensive to you? It should be. That's the reality, folks. It should be. So much of what I've shared with you today up to this point, you can find it, you can read it. It's all on federalobserver.com. Oh, yeah, there's a real interesting video that I came across by Rodney Crowell. I've not heard of Rodney for a long time, and he's getting older like we all are. It's currently at the top of Federal Observer. And I gave it a heading of, yeah, it's saying something. The song is called "It Ain't Over Yet." Very interesting video. The other people that are singing along with him was an interesting surprise. Listen carefully to the words. Watch the video. There's a lot more over at Federal Observer, but I chose some of those that I felt would hit home the hardest. Spend some time there. Oh, there's some other satire there. Oh, I shouldn't tell you that. I should let you go read it and get suckered into believing it's true. But you'll know better once you read the comments at the bottom of it. Some other interesting articles, how the lawyers are destroyed American society and corporate attorneys devastated the planet. Psychiatry in charge of gun control, utter disaster. That is a powerful piece to read. In fact, so powerful that I actually published it on two websites. Of course, I have to get my little dig in. The opening line was, during the reign of Barack Obama, the mass shootings prompted a White House declaration, blah, blah, blah. In parentheses, I had to put the words, the terrible, you know, Barack the terrible. Oh, there is a thought-provoking piece I published called, Do You See It? It's a picture of the little 16-year-old angry scumbucket that's screaming at everybody over global warming, how we're all going to die. And right below her is a picture of David Hogg. You remember him, don't you? I wish I had found the other picture of her, Greta, or whatever her name is, because she is standing before a microphone with the same face of David Hogg, with her bent finger pointing at the listeners in the same manner. There is such a similarity between the two of them that it is sickening. There's a lot more stuff on Federal Observer, but I want to share that with you very quickly before we run out of time. The other day, we put some offers up on the air for a combination of either Swiss francs or French 20-franc roosters. These are both pre-1933 European gold pieces. I love them. Gold was considerably higher then. Gold took quite of a tank yesterday and came down about $30, 30-some-odd dollars. Back up a little bit today, but the package offering that we did, considerably lower than it was the other day. Had a gentleman this morning contact me, pick up a 20-pack, and he said, I've got X number of dollars to spend, and blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. Hang on a quick second. And there's been a little tiny bit of movement, but not much since then. We're not talking big dollar factor, but you're talking for a 20-pack. You're looking at under $6,000. Much better price. The other day it was higher than that. Okay, and that said, when I say it's under $6,000, that includes shipping, delivery, superb coins. Glad I was able to get it. Believe it or not, I found a place this morning that is a well-known offering these same exact coins for $100 more per coin. What, you're going to fork out $2,000 more? Or whatever that is. That's 20 times. Yeah. $2,000 more for the same purchase? Buy it from us. We'll take care of you. We'll get it out. In fact, the gentleman who ordered early this morning, because he is an existing client, his stuff will probably be shipping out by Friday or Monday, whether his funds are in yet or not, because he's proven that his funds will come in. Anyway, interested in any of this stuff. You want to talk some gold, silver. Silver's down. I have not had a chance to adjust the prices over at Captain Morgan's treasure chest. Anything you're interested in, give us a call. We'll be glad to talk with you and see what we can do to help you out. But I like the French and the Swiss pieces. They're a very good buy right now. And they are up about 50 cents a piece, cost-wise and otherwise, from what we offered the other day. But do take advantage of it. I'll be away till next Tuesday, of course, and a week from today, we'll bring the darkness back. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for staying around. Thanks for the support and the comments that so many of you have given me regarding the approach that I've taken on these Thursday programs. I am more than appreciative. It tells me what I need to be doing. Have a great weekend. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
By visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.